So thank you for those who are standing. If we could, just for those who are standing, if you're not standing, just maybe find somebody who is for a moment, if they're near you, and maybe just lay a hand on them, if you would. And we just want to pray and commit to the Lord, all these individuals, and just say, Lord, Lord, would you do what you desire to do in our lives? So, Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks. Thank you for what you have done in Gail's life. Father, you ultimately receive the honor and the glory and the praise. Thank you for the healing that you have brought to her life. And I thank you, Father, for her desire to give glory to you, to thank others for the role that they played and the way that you used them in her life. Father, may you receive the glory. And Father, we believe that just as you have done it in Gail's life, Lord, that you are able to do it in others' lives as well. You are still a God of miracles. You're still a God of healing. You are still a God who works in difficult, sometimes even what may seem impossible situations. And so, Father, for these who are standing, Father, you know the specifics of their circumstance. Holy Spirit, would you meet them even right now? As Gail had peace through this, Father, would your peace that passes all understanding, would it come heavy upon each person who is standing? Would your peace come first? Because you are a God of peace. You are a God who reminds us not to be anxious about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, present your requests to God. I thank you, Father, that you have all the resources of heaven to meet us in our need. And so we ask, Father, that your kingdom would come, that your perfect will be done in each of the lives and each of the circumstances that are represented, that you would meet their need according to what you know is best and according to the glorious riches that are in Christ Jesus. Would you do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask or hope or imagine? Father, where there's physical healing needed, we trust you for it. Where there's financial provision needed, we trust you for it. Where there is relational need, we trust you for it. Father, where there is just seeking your wisdom, we trust you for it. Where there may be a lack of hope, feelings of despair, we trust you to meet those needs. Father, we welcome you here into this time and into the situations that are represented. May you, just as you received the glory in Gail's life, may you receive the glory in each one of our lives and in each person represented standing. Father, may you receive the glory. May the nations know that you are God. King Jesus, may the nations know that you are Savior and Lord. Starting here in our local context, and to the ends of the earth. Father, be present. We welcome you in this time. May you inhabit our praises this morning. May you speak to us. May you encourage us. And may we leave this day saying, we have been in the presence of the living God. May we not leave the same as we came in. We trust you for that as we seek your face. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.